Here's the general manager of the Maple Leafs. Here's Lou Lamoriello. Hello, Lou. How you doing?
Hello.
So,
John, Bob, how are you?
Good, pal. 4-1 last night over the Flames. A win is a win. A road win is a road win. But do you share John's sentiment that it was certainly not the best performance by your hockey team?
I thought we played pretty well, quite frankly.
There you go.
We didn't give up many chances, and that is the game. And we took advantage of whatever opportunities we had. And I think we gave up on the 20 shots. So I don't know what you want, John.
Yeah, what's the matter, Shannon?
I want to win 8-1, and I want to see run-and-gun hockey again, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can't help you.
Well, and I commented earlier that this team has obviously been reined in a little bit. The run and gun, as you referred to it, of the first few games of the season has dissipated, if not disappeared, and that's not by accident, Lou. I'm quite sure. Agreed?
Well, you know, you have to be very careful when you talk about run and gun and you're expecting 7-8 goals a game, and we have to look at the league and parity, and I think we're one of the top goal-scoring teams in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you still are.
You are number one, sir. You are number one.
And, you know, I think that in the last 10 games, you know, maybe things haven't gone the way we'd like to see them, but I think we're 7-2-1. So I'd like to think that things are positive, but we're certainly not satisfied, nor will we ever be, because I believe we have a long ways to go in a lot of areas. But right now, you know, we're getting different performances from different people each and every night. And I think that things are good.
The expectation level for a guy like Auston Matthews is obviously as high as exists in the National Hockey League. I don't think anybody has greater expectation of a player on their team than the Leafs would have, or Leaf fans would have, at least for Auston Matthews. It's well-deserved. But John and I were chatting a little bit earlier, and he wonders whether Auston is anywhere near 100% after sitting out. What did he sit out, John? Four games? Five games?
Four, I believe.
Yeah. I know you're not going to share too much, but can we assume that he's getting to 100% but not quite there yet?
Well, you know, I don't like the word assume in any way whatsoever. But, you know, there's no question that Auston, you know, is the player he is. And I think that what sometimes in the early stages of his career, what is not recognized is how proficient he's been at the defense to be an all-around player. Mm-hmm. As far as how hard he works at the game in every area. So you might not see a point the way you'd like to see it. You don't see him cheating. You see him doing the things the way they should. This player is still in the process. He's extremely young of developing into an outstanding two-way player. So I don't see anything wrong with him in any way whatsoever.
The other aspect, Lou, is that if there was, and again, we're not assuming, but if there was a place to improve this club, one would think it might be on the blue line. How would you ascertain what your defensemen have done so far this season?
Well, we're certainly getting better and better at it. And I think that just the conversation that we had earlier, as far as, you know, our goals against, you know, that has improved. But you can get better in every area, John. But if there is one area, you know, let's say it's defense, if you have to pick something.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still relatively young there. We have Roman Pollock in there right now. He and Hinton Carrick have been, you know, alternating. And Ron Hazley has come in and really helped out tremendously. But certainly, you know, three of our key players are still extremely young, whether it be Riley, Gardner, and Zaitsev. And defensemen, in my opinion, don't really become seasoned in this league until they're 26 and 27 years old, although we're getting players in there earlier and earlier. So I'm I'm certainly happy with the what they have done and, you know, how we're coming. And also another young player that I didn't mention is Borgman.
He's
a rookie.
Yeah.
It's very, very positive going forward.
With Lou Lamoriello, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Frederik Andersen has been an interesting story. 2 years in a row now, he's gotten off to a less than auspicious beginning to the season. Hasn't played as well in the first month last year or this year, and then turned it on. And once again, he's turning it on. Save percentage has gone from .896 in October to .941 in November. That's pretty indicative of a guy who's suddenly playing better. When you see a goaltender with all your experience, I don't know whether Brodeur ever had this problem, but when you see a goaltender that's scuffling a little bit in the first month of the season, does it concern you? Do you tend to watch a little more closely, think about, well, I wonder whether this guy is going to have a bad year or whether there's something wrong here? Or do you get to the point where you understand that, you know, you can't judge anybody in short spurts?
Well, I don't think you should ever judge anyone in short spurts, but this is a proven goaltender. He came into Toronto with a pass. He had success where he was at, relatively young, and has natural ability. He's a quality individual. Teammates like him, and a goaltender, like a quarterback, your teammates have to like you and have to want to play in front of you. And he has all of that. But the most important thing is he has God-given abilities. And we always had confidence that he would, do the things that we thought he could do. And we're glad October's in the past.
You like living in Toronto, Lou?
It's a great city. You and I have talked about this in the past, John. I think the people have just outstanding. The passion for the game 24/7 and the education that they have about the game.
Yep.
They love it and they love their Leafs.
So can we
when you love the game and you're surrounded by people like that, then you can't but like it.
So can we expect you to be in Toronto a little longer than this year?
John Shannon always tries to go in different directions. Bob, you stay on course. John tries to go off course.
No, I goaded him into it. I gotta be honest, Lou. I asked him. I just said, Lou hasn't announced a new contract, and it's up at the end of this year.
I'm convinced it's sitting in a drawer somewhere, and on a rainy day when there's no Leaf news, you're going to pull it out.
Well, what are you going to do? You're not going to retire, are you?
Let's talk about our team.
All right.
Yeah, we gave it a shot, folks.
You owe us the glass of wine then, Lou. That's what you owe us.
No, yeah, well.
Okay.
That's as far as that's going to go, I guess.
We tried.
Yeah, we gave it our best shot. At what point do you start looking around? And I'm talking theoretically, during a season. You're about a quarter of the way through the year now. Rare to see any moves made before you get to this point. It may even take a little while longer yet. And, of course, the Christmas season is coming up. What point do you start looking around and assessing what you have and wondering about what other teams have and when do you start having serious conversations with other general managers about the possibility of moving players around? Are we there yet, Lou?
Bob, you're always trying to make your team better without question, and you're always interacting and having conversations. You know, sometimes it's sociable only because there's nothing going on with the team you're talking to or they're in the same position you are at a given time. But you constantly interact and communicate. And you're right, though. There are certain periods during the year that you start getting either a little better feeling about your team or see what needs might be. And then you always need that partner, and you have to see, you know, what potentially might be available. But you have to be very careful when there's parity out there, because sometimes you can fill a need but create a hole. and the hole that you create is something that, and someone that you knew a lot about, and what you fill is not what you really, you know, have a lot of knowledge about other than watching them play and doing as much research as you can. And we all know that this is a team game, and chemistry and timing, you know, mean so much in everything that transpires. But you're constantly trying to do it. But there's no question at different periods during the season, you either elevate what your needs might be and trying to fill them, or it could be a success or lack of success of somebody else that there's a chance of something might be happening. So it's a constant. I wish there was a better answer.
No, that's a good answer. I mean, would you consider yourself proactive or reactive when it comes to talking to other general managers? Would you rather they called you, or do you have no issue in calling them?
Oh, no, I have no issue calling. I would like to think most people should be proactive, and, you know, just to keep communicating should something transpire and should something not transpire. I think the what you feel the worst about sometimes, and you look in the mirror and say, if something transpires and you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know, it just happens that way. But it's really on you to try and make sure that you have knowledge of what's going on throughout the league, and have antennas in different places.
Calgary last night, Edmonton tomorrow, Vancouver on Saturday. And I know that you've been a general manager in this league for a long period of time, but this team travels like no other team. So when you see all those blue sweaters and blue whatever they're wearing at games in Western Canada, what do you think about this franchise?
Well, last night really opened my eyes. Not that they haven't been open over the last couple of years, but when I saw three sections standing full in blue jerseys for warm-ups, and then I saw the number of jerseys throughout the crowd, it was just amazing, and you got the chills seeing it, and it might sound a little corny saying that, but it was just amazing, and the amount of following and just what the fans are really, you know, looking forward to as far as how appreciative they are of the team. It's just been unbelievable, just watching and listening to them.
Kind of like your other team that you've been so close to, the Yankees, right?
It's the Yankees have that following, and, you know, no matter where they go, it seems as though the attendance is up in that city. It's really a pleasure to be a part of, and an honor to be with such a storied franchise, you know, and the history that it has, and seeing the following that it's created throughout the National Hockey League.
Lou, we thank you for your time as always, and we enjoy the West Coast trip. Edmonton, tomorrow night, continued success, and let us know if you get around to that new contract, will you? Because Shannon's chomping at the bit here to find out, all right?
Always a pleasure, guys.